Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
The gods appeared on the doorstep of the Brats. Unfortunately, the gods did not receive the warm welcome they anticipated. Instead, they got on Keela's bad side. This didn't sit well with Maypree. You're listening to The Broadswords. In this episode, we have Bea Zelda as Maypree, our lovable tiefling barbarian.
I mean, I'm asking this of a god, but do you have any details, any tips or tricks that I can use or find her?
And then there's me, Victoria Rogers, your DM. Maypree, you stand in an alley off one of the main thoroughfares. It's rather a run-down old alley with old brick road. You can tell it doesn't see much use anymore. And you stand at a wooden gate. There is a bell pull and a porthole.
I'm not actually familiar with what those items are. What are they?
A bell pull? Yeah. You pull a bell and it rings?
Oh. Before we had doorbells. Curiously, Maypree would like to stretch out a hand, the hand that no longer has the ring, and probably the absence of it, the stark color between when her hand got some sun and now. Shows up rather distinctly as she reaches out and pulls on that little bell.
Nothing happens immediately, but then you can hear steps, almost like bare feet on old cobblestone. And the porthole opens, and you see two wizened eyes looking back at you. Yes.
Oh, hello. Thank you for answering the door. You have a lovely porthole. I was just wondering if I could come in. I have some things that I would like to discuss and maybe apologize for. I think this is the right place. And she's going to look around.
There's very little decoration. The only thing that gives you any indication that you might be in the right place is that the bell that you rang has a dragon's maw on it. Are you Maypree?
Yes. Who are you?
The porter.
Oh, it's nice to meet you. Will you open the door for me?
Just one moment, please. And You can hear them retreat. You hear a door further away from you open and shut. And a couple minutes pass before you can hear a faint door open and shut behind it, and the pads of feet coming back to the door. There's a creak as the gate opens. It sounds as if it hasn't been opened in a long time. And there is a short, old man with gray wisps of hair floating about his temples. You are expected this way.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Maypri will follow nervously, kind of shuffling, maybe a good foot behind at least, maybe 2 feet. Safe distance.
This is a well-kept courtyard that you find yourself in. It is swept clean, and there are plants bordering the walkway. And you walk through this courtyard into a nondescript door into a white plaster building. The porter opens the door, and you can smell the scent of incense just waft out from the inside. Just go in.
Are you going to come inside with me, Porter?
That is not my job.
Okay, well, thank you. You have really lovely flowers, by the way.
Thank you.
And nervously, she's going to kind of like scoot by the porter while still eyeing the surroundings and shuffle inside.
Inside is dimly lit, and it is much bigger inside than it looks from without. And you see tall, probably 3 stories tall columns that create a walkway up to an altar. That altar is probably a good 100 feet away from you. It's significantly far for inside this. The columns that rise up to the ceiling are intricately carved with many different types of dragons.
Is there anybody present?
No.
The first thing that I'm absolutely pulled to are the columns. If I could run my hands along them, do I get any sense of anything? Can I roll to see if they bring up any memories? Or any knowledge that I might possess of them?
You could give me a religion roll.
Haha, I got you a +1 on religion. Does a 13 tell me what I know?
This is the temple of Bahamut. You appear to be in the correct place. They tell a story. That much you can tell. What story it is, you're not sure.
Okay. All right, well, I think I'm in the right place. This isn't spooky. I'm doing this for a good reason. This has got to be what helps us. I just have to walk up a lot of stairs and look at our creepy altar. It's fine. I would like to walk up those long steps that lead toward the altar, please.
Yeah, you step up, and the altar is plain stone. It's old, much older than this building that it appears to be in. And the carving that is on it is faded and becoming indistinguishable.
I'm going to reach out and gently caress the stone altar. Well, mumbling a little bit. I think this is where I'm supposed to go to say, we're very sorry. We said some unkind things, and my friends are just a little misguided. I think that given the opportunity, we can show proper deference and respect. You just startled us, you know, coming to our place and with all your demands and everything, but hello?
From a brazier, incense burns and the smoke twirls into the air. More smoke than there was a moment ago. The smoke coalesces into a shape, a human shape. And it's a shape that you're very familiar with, but you haven't seen this shape in a very long time. He is tall and broad-chested, with antlers extending proudly from his head. Huh. So you haven't forgotten.
Hello? She's gonna look around nervously, like, this is fine. This is normal. Ghost being with these beautiful antlers standing in front of me. Yes, I can accept this. Hello, I haven't forgotten you. Why are you here? I mean, I'm not trying to be rude, but questions. And she might be sweating a little nervously now.
Bahamut's busy, and I'm here in his stead. Come. And he outstretches his hand.
She's gonna try and wipe her sweaty palms off on her hip. Yep, okay, I'll take your hand.
The hand feels warm and firm, and it grips yours tightly. Hold on, he says with a wink. And a very familiar and again very old feeling of swirling around happens. And you find yourself falling, falling, falling. But you have this firm, warm hand in your own. And it somehow feels safe. Much safer than that long ago plummet from when you were a child. And you sit in a boat on a lake with the Stag Lord. You hear loons call, crickets chirp from the shore. The water is still.
I think the first sound to truly break the stillness is the nervous laughter from Maypri. I have a mission right now, Staglord. I mean, this is great and all, but I have to get my friend's rings back. I have to get my... We need power right now. Can you grant that?
I already have. But you left.
Me, I can secure this power again if I return.
You always could. You are up the Stag now, Maypri.
Huh. She'll reach over the boat, kind of run her hand through the water, enjoying that very real sensation. I would love to come back to Rashomon, and if that's what it takes to acquire the strength that I need, to acquire the power and the resolve to do what we have to do, it's a lot to ask, but I think we can do that. Where are you located now? Where can we find you? Where can I find you?
You just have to call. and I'll come.
But what about the power? That's also what I need. Give me answers. And she's going to kind of reach out and try to grab both of his, or at least one of his hands in both of hers. I need answers. I need help. I am so lost right now. I've been following my friends, doing what I thought was right, but something doesn't feel right anymore, and I don't know how to make it better.
Rashomon needs the three of you. Things are not going well. Our people bleed. Our people are hungry. Our people are losing hope. The three of you are symbols of power in Rashomon, and to have you back would give heart to our people.
I think there's a moment of silence between the two of them as she really takes his words to heart, breathes deeply this fresh lake air, and really, really tries to process his words. Okay. I mean, I'm not always the one with the most resolve, the most confidence. I just like to do what I think is right, but I've never had so many people rely on me, and Keela and Yularis, beacons of... Don't ever tell them nice things like that. That will go right to their head. Wow. Okay. Okay. And she'll nod a little aggressively, shaking the boat a little bit. Okay. I can do this. If you promise you'll be on my side, Staglord. I really do think that you're... And she'll gesture at all of him. You... Your steadfastness, your hardiness, that's really what I need right now.
He reaches out a hand, almost as if to caress your cheek, but then he pulls it back. No, that time has passed, hasn't it?
I think so. You're right. I'm right. I can do this. Without kind of thinking about where she is, despite the rocking of the boat, she's gonna kind of jump to her feet, creating more boat chaos, but I'd like to believe that it still stabilizes. Okay, I can do this. Rashomon, if that's where we have to go, I can bring my friends there. We have other reasons to go there, but those aren't the reasons that I want us to be in Rashomon. You have been so kind to us. You have granted so much respect and power to the three of us that if we can find a way to return any of it, you know that we would.
Yes. We understand that sometimes we're far too enigmatic for our own good. But sometimes, when you live for as long as we do, it's hard to articulate how we see things.
That sounds like Margod stuff.
I'm trying, Maypree.
She'll nod again, creating a couple more ripples along the water. Is it kind of too forward of me to ask if Bahamut could give us our rings back? I mean, I'll ask really nicely.
You don't have need for them anymore.
She'll glance down at her hand. What do you mean? Am I dreaming?
No. You are awake. Though perhaps you're not quite physically here.
I'm no good with all the cryptic stuff, but can I... In my world, if I close my eyes and... I don't have a ring anymore to kind of clasp, but do I have access to those powers? Has Bahamut acknowledged that we want to do... We have the same goals.
What Rashomon needs is hope. Not rings that allow you to walk in dreams or find answers to the future or plan or travel. Those were tools to help you on your journey, but that journey's almost come to an end.
Still kind of hard to accept, but I understand. You need us. Rashomon needs us. We'll be there. We will.
We have a visitor. He says as he looks up to the sky.
Be here to talk to you about Roll20. Are you ready to start your own game? Roll20 makes it heckin' easy. Their virtual tabletop runs straight from your web browser with a full suite of digital tools that expand pen and paper gameplay. I am playing a game of Burnbright on Roll20 right now. And let me tell you, there are more than 4 million people that already use Roll20 to run their favorite games. And if you're not playing Burnbright, what are you even doing? You have beautiful tokens, there are fantastic maps, and just like the Charactermancer, every way that you go through to set up your game, there is all of the information that you can access from the journal section, handouts, like, it's all so good. If you want to learn more, you can get all of that and more with the free basic account on roll20.net. I suggest that you you give it a sign up, you know? Sign up now at roll20.net/start/broadsquad. That is BROADSQUAD. Come on, join the broad squad. Zelda here with some wonderful reviews via Apple Podcasts made by some absolutely marvelous people. The first review is by RyRy55, captioned, "Broadswords are amazing storytellers. I discovered the broadswords about 2 weeks ago, and now I'm fully caught up and sad about it. The DM is an incredible storyteller, and when the PCs are amazing characters, it really helps the story come to life. I've tried to find another podcast to fill the void between episodes, and I can't seem to find anything to compare. They have the perfect blend of seriousness and humor, while other real play podcasts are just constant jokes and laughing, which is too distracting from the story. Broadswords, however, are perfect." Ah! Thank you. Thank you. I'll never not say thank you when somebody wants to call us perfect. Come on now. We have another review. This one is by Megs B. It is titled, "Just So Good. I have no idea how I went this long without knowing about this fabulous podcast. It's just so well made. The story is super interesting. The characters are well made, thought out, and the guests always add a lot of to the story instead of just kind of being a gimmick." Yeah, I appreciate that. "Not only is it exciting to support fellow Canadians, but it's a great platform for strong female non-binary voices in the actual play world. Well done, broads." Woof. Shout out, Megs. Thank you. I mean, really, thank you. That's wonderful. And we have one final review. This is by Mr. Audi. Thank you. It's titled, "The Friends You Wish You Had. The broadswords as a whole are phenomenal. I have never done much fantasy tabletop gaming, didn't have the right crew growing up, and this was the podcast I found to start exploring and enjoying D&D. Best choice of the summer. Every aspect of the show is perfect. The broads as a whole, you can tell, are amazing people." Oh, thanks. "The story is immersive by Victoria, and you literally never know what decision the broads are going to make in response. As the title says, these four incredible humans make you feel a part of the adventure, and like you're hanging out with the friends you wish you had. Side note, totally worth the patronage. on Patreon for additional content. Oh, thank you. That's a wonderful shout out. But seriously, these are absolutely wonderful reviews. Thank you, everybody, for the kind words. And if you would like, you know, it always helps us. If you want to rate or review our podcast on Apple, that would be wonderful. Till next time, bye.
And there are 7 golden canaries fluttering toward you, and 1 large white light. Perhaps we should go to the shore. And he begins rowing the boat toward a small pier that sticks out among reeds. And upon that pier, when you arrive there, stands an older man with bronzed skin in a white tunic and a bald head. Napri, it is good to see you.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen you in... What is the proper form of respect? Let me bow. And she'll try an awkward, not quite straight-backed bow. It's been so long since I've had to do this, you know?
It was just yesterday.
I didn't bow. I don't even think I touched my head to the floor. I deferred to my friends and they... Well, I was raised in churches and places with lots of religious figures, so you know, this is all stuff that you really shouldn't forget, but I have tried to forget it. Maybe a curtsy would be better? And she'll tangle up her legs a little bit and try to do an awkward curtsy.
Bahamut smiles at you and then looks over your shoulder at the Stag Lord. The two men nod at each other, and the Stag Lord begins to turn to smoke.
Thanks for your mess. Thank you, Stag Lord. It was good seeing you again.
We'll see each other more. You hear his voice carry off into the wind.
Mipri will center her attention back on Bahamut.
Thank you for coming. It means a lot to me.
I mean, thank you. I feel honored that you would even try to make space in your busy schedule to see me again. I feel terrible about what happened, and I haven't been able to sleep. I haven't been able to eat. It's been a lot of stress to even think about. We're really sorry. We really are. She'll bow her head.
You're sorry. Not so sure about the other two. They are full of anger and fear.
I mean, can you blame them? We've had a lot go on, and there's a lot of emotions boiling behind everybody right now, and I think guidance is what we need, and I'm starting to feel the hand of guidance point us in a direction, you know?
Well, I'm here.
I mean...
What guidance, what questions do you require?
Do you have time? Okay, hold on. April is gonna kind of plop herself, are we on, like, the...
The wooden pier, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, and she'll sit down cross-legged. Okay, do we kill that guy, that Keela has some feelings about? I don't think murder is good. Not in that case, you know, but she has a lot of feelings behind it, and then she's just gonna kind of launch into a ramble that will properly articulate the conflict that Keela is having in regards to Lord Woosley?
Woosley.
Woosley, thank you.
So that is what she has chosen to do.
I think
Well, murder is not good. And I do not condone it. And I cannot honor her if she pursues that path.
Okay. I mean, thank you. That's helpful. What about Ylaris? She wants to set our entire family on fire. Well, okay, maybe that's not exactly what she said, but she also has a lot of rage behind her, and she wants to go back to Waterdeep, and she wants to get revenge for her entire, for everything. But is revenge really the right thing right now? And there are people that want our help, and they need our assistance, and we have been set up as beacons of hope. How do I deter somebody like that? I have no grounds to say that. Help?
That is a path she must walk on her own. I'm afraid. All you can do is offer to be a light.
Okay.
She is full of pride, that one.
I think that elicits a grin, for sure.
Okay. Well, I'll accept half answers. Thank you. Thank you. What about Rashomon? What about the bagpipes? What about the war? How can we help? What about the betrayer? Going to Rashomon is one thing, but then facing the consequences of what we've unleashed is an entirely other. Do we have the strength to do this, Bahamut? How can we have the strength to do that? We're just but three people. And a goat.
When you go to Rashomon, you will not be just three people. You will be a nation. And you're right. You can't simply walk in there, become a beacon of hope, and hope to win the day. If it were that easy, none of this would have happened in the first place. No. It will be work. It can be dangerous. It could lead to death. But there is a way. If we can reconcile the Queen of Dreams and Twilight and Shadow, the Raven Queen, if we can bring her back, we can be saved.
I mean, that's the best news I've heard. How? I mean, I'm asking this of a god, but do you have any details? Any tips or tricks that I can, use or find her?
It will require the efforts of all the Hathren together. The use of the bagpipes by your friend Kila, and the use of your strength along with those of the stag. But there is a ritual that has not been performed in aeons. But if we were to successfully complete this ritual, the Raven Queen can attain what she originally sought, and that will negate what happened to the betrayers who became the betrayer.
I think, again, there's that wide-eyed moment of Maypri as she stares at the man in front of her, trying to process the weight of the information that he's revealing. The ritual, the Hathren, the bagpipes, the strength, all of these tools in conjunction in order to complete this ritual to help the Raven Queen. It's a lot to take in, and she blinks after a couple of moments.
Okay. That we can do. That's tangible. That's well within what we're able to do. Wow, Bahamut, this is really, really lovely news. Okay, Hathren, bagpipes, strength. Got it. You're giving me hope, you know? I really feel like this is something that we're going to be capable of doing. Am I able to ask one last question of you that I don't know if you can answer?
Please.
This one takes her a few moments to kind of spit out the words, to properly formulate what she has to say. Sitting on that pier, she kind of like twiddles with a leaf on the dock that had fallen there. And then with a deep breath, she looks up into his eyes. Mulhorand, dragons. Am I going to lose my home to dragons?
If we cannot stop what happens in Rashomon, we could lose this whole realm.
She will clench her fist around that small leaf, crushing what of it is left. I can't even lose what I've left. I can't lose my friends. I can't lose the people that I've met along the way. I've worked very hard to get this far, and I'm not about to lose any of it. She's going to stand up from the pier. Is she taller than Bahamut?
Yes.
And square her shoulders with a straight back. I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to convince my friends. I might not have the answers. You did a wonderful job. Thank you. I don't want to disparage any of that. But I think that with the knowledge that I have and the power that we've gained from the people that we've worked with, and she's going to be nodding, maybe more to herself to convince her of her own words than anything else. I think that we can do this. I think that we can save everybody and everything. We are going to make the right choice.
I hope so. You give me hope, Maypri. And here is a gift to your friends. Yularis will find it most interesting, I think. And materializing in his hands is a black book, thick with age, leather bound. Another team recovered this from an ancient temple, along with rescuing a rather boisterous and questionable tiefling.
I would be more than happy to take that book, thank you. Is there anything other than being a lovely black book that's rather thick? Is there any engraving or anything on the front?
It's faint and old.
Okay. She'll run her hands along the cover of the book. I don't think I've ever read a book in my life, but I think... Thank you for this. Thank you. Thank you for the gift.
Give it to Yularis.
She'll love it.
Until we see each other again, Maypri.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your help. And now she's gonna back to the ground, gently touch her forehead to the ground as a sign of the utmost respect. Thank you.
One of the golden canaries flies over to him and extends a wing and gives it a little shake. And from it falls a golden feather, small, just no longer than Bahamut's pinky knuckle. And he takes it and proffers it to you, prone on the ground.
Tentatively, she will reach her hand up and take the feather. What is this?
A door to Rashomon.
Thank you. And she will kind of tuck it in her hair, where you probably just see like the glitter of the gold through her curls.
Goodbye. And your surroundings swirl, and you're plummeting downwards, falling, falling. And then you're not. Your feet firmly planted on a stone floor, and you stand before an old stone altar. surrounded by tall columns. The door opens at the far end, and the old porter waits silently.
Mipri will slap the altar, 2 good palm slaps. Good talk, thank you.
And then she'll go ahead and descend the stairs to the porter with wonderful news, quotation marks, to share with her friends.
Now, let's see how well Mapri can convey all of that information to Yolaris and Keela. And we shall see in next episode. That will be, let me check the calendar here, that will be October 12th, when we will find out how Yolaris and Keela receive this news. And will they be upset with Mapri for going behind their backs to speak to Bahamut? See you next time.
Hello everyone, it's Tracy here, here to thank some of our new patrons. Sunny, thank you so much. Brooke Chatelaine, thank you very much. Christina McClellan, you are awesome, thank you. Lee, you rock. Thank you so much. Ashley W., you are great and we appreciate you. Thank you. Andy, you are awesome. Thank you so much. And Will Kemplin, you are great. Thank you so much for becoming a patron. If you would like to become a patron and have access to a lot of awesome bonus content like one-shots, broads in space, Victoria's GM notes, doodles from B, you can go to patreon.com/thebroadswords to become a member today.
Character Creation Cast is a discussion podcast where Amelia Antrim and Ryan Bolter create characters in multiple RPGs with prominent guests from the game's community. Each month, Character Creation Cast examines the character generation process in depth for a different game with new guests each series. They always take the time to reflect on the game, its design, and what guests have to say about it. Think of it as sitting in on a great session zero every week.
Much safer than that long, long time ago time. Long, long time ago time. Theme music by Victoria Rogers. Also by Rogers, The Temple. By Chelsea McGow of Soundstripe.com, Liminal, Ocean Shadows, Onward. And Kevin McLeod of Incomtech.filmmusic.io, Cottages, Ritual.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.